So sometimes when we meditate, of course, it's not always pleasant, isn't it? Sometimes we do have unpleasant emotions pops up. And most of the times, it's very difficult to come to a place of acceptance, accepting that's how we experience in these moments. Most of the times we tend to fight, we tend to push it away, or we tend, maybe sometimes people think, oh, this is so unpleasant. So that force themselves to focus more on the breath, they try to focus on the breath so that they don't feel these unpleasant feelings. But actually it's become counterproductive. Meditation is not about, you know, that push away or ignore or suppress whatever we experience in this moment, but be able to come to a place of acceptance, accepting what is happening in this moment, aware of that, and being able to acknowledge and aware that this is not happening. We don't judge, but most of us, when we judge our experience is this experience. When we judge our experience, actually we are also judging ourselves. We identify ourselves with this experience. And this is good, this is bad, I don't like this. I remember, and sometimes become counterproductive, and sometimes when we focus on that, it manifests, especially like pain. If the more you don't want the pain, actually you manifest the pain, it become unbearable, it make it worse. But if you come to a place of acceptance, accepted that this is how you feel, actually it become more bearable, it's not as bad. I remember when I did my first retreat was a very intensive retreat. So you have to get up early in the morning, 4 o'clock, and then sit and walk. And the only 1 hour break that is lunch time. It's 11. Then after that, you can shower, you know, then 1 o'clock you come back again, so you have that an hour to do your thing. And it's especially come to the fourth day, was so painful my body, because you're in this position, you know, sitting and walking, and then no chairs, it's all cross-legged and sit on the floor and walk and sit and walk until 9, from morning 4 till evening 9 o'clock. So it's full day, it's just very intensive. Come to the fourth day, I was so painful. My whole body is so painful. I can't even sit. The moment I sit was so painful, it's so unbearable. So I have to use 5 cushions. Even with 5 cushions, also painful. I have to put 2 on, you know, to sit on 2 cushions, you know, and then put one here, you know. I think I remember 3 cushions I sit and put one here. Still pain, very painful. So okay, I can't sit. What shall I do? I try to walk. When I walk, I was so tired, like, because you fight, no energy. My leg, like, I can't even lift my leg. Like so heavy, you know, I'm struggling. The more you struggle, the worse, because you use up so much energy. I tend to like not wanting the pain. The more I don't want the pain, I feel much more. And I can't really walk. I can't really lift my leg. I was so tired to a point like I almost cry. I was thinking, what am I going to do? And I can't go back. You're not allowed to go back to lie down and sleep. It's very strict, you know. And then no chair, can't even sit down, but I can't sit on the floor, cannot meditate, I cannot walk. What shall I do? I was really, I was in tears, you know. I was thinking, oh, I shouldn't have told everybody that I'm going for a retreat. So if now I withdraw, so the whole world know that I, you know, halfway, I can't get through halfway, I withdraw. So it's embarrassing, isn't it? So I was really that moment, and then to a point that I said, okay, it's so painful. I can't really meditate. I can't really see. So then to the point that was so much suffering that I come to a place of acceptance, accept that, okay, if I'm going to die of the pain, let me die of the pain. So actually the moment that is you let go, you accept that it's okay. That's okay, let me die of this pain. So I put all the cushion, no cushion at all, sit on the mop. This is a marble floor. I just sit down. It's really amazing. The moment I sat down, my pain all gone. No pain. Then I realized that it's all psychologically how much suffering we create. Yes, maybe my body has some ache, you know, aching, you know, after few days. But because of my resentment, my rejection that you don't like it because it's unpleasant, the more you try to push it away, the more you fight. Actually, I reinforce that. I manifest the pain like to a point that become unbearable. And was the moment I sit down, the pain all gone. And I was so peaceful because the letting go, because that eventually you let go because you're not holding on, not fighting. Because when we push away, that is craving not to be is also crave. So we're still holding on, you know, the attachment to not to have these unpleasant feelings. We try to push it away. I don't want to experience this. This is not nice. Meditation have to be always nice, always peaceful, always calm, you know. Then because it's not peaceful, so it's no good. We judge meditation is no good. So but the moment I accepted, the moment I come to a place of acceptance, immediately it's just gone, no pain at all. Then I got very nice meditation. I just sit very nice, very peaceful, and really peaceful. And I don't know how long I sat. And after the rest, and then I stayed for a few days, and it was so nice after the retreat. It's lots of happiness. I'm happy for so many days. Even I go back, I still feel happy. Lots of happiness, you know, lots of joy, even after the retreat. And this is my first insight. I realized that how much that is come from my mentor. Yes, sometimes our body, we do have some aches, you know, aches and pain here and there. But because of we don't like it, the resentment, the rejection, we reject. And we judge our experience. But actually, meditation is not about try to control, try to make things the way we want it. I want to experience it. Oh, I read all these books about, you know, how blissful you are when you meditate. I want one of those, you know. And you try to control, you try to make that happen. It doesn't work like that. Actually, you learn to make peace with that, because the more, you know, the acceptance, opposite of acceptance is rejection. You reject. The more you reject, actually you're putting in more force. You reinforce that. The more energy is you're going in, you know, actually you become counterproductive and you manifest your pain. Actually, it's not that painful. Yes, it's a bit of pain, but you learn to make peace with that, not to judge. Because when we start to judge, you know, our experience, then we have lots of ill will. Imagine we have so much ill will towards when we sit in meditation. We judge our experience, you know, our meditation. It's whatever we experience in this moment, actually it's okay, it's fine. Pleasant is just pleasant. But pleasant, we try to make it, you know, make it one, we try to interfere and want to make it stay longer. And one of the frequent asked question people will always ask, when I become peaceful, what shall I do next? You become peaceful, you just stay with the peacefulness, but because the attachment, because of the craving, when you're peaceful, you want more peace, isn't it? Then you will think of, what shall I do in order that I have more peace, I can stay with the peace much more. Then actually, you're not in present moment anymore. The moment you think of how to get more peaceful, you are no longer in the present moment awareness, isn't it? Your mind already go off to the future wanting more peace. So actually, you just sit there, acknowledge, and just stay with whatever experience. Learn to make peace with that and not to identify. Because we tend to identify all the experience as me and mine, and this is me. So when we have agitation, we have anger, and then we identify ourselves as I'm an angry person. So when we feel agitated, I am an agitated person. I feel, you know, when you have fear, I'm a fearful person. So we tend to judge ourselves. And then we ended up that we have so much ill will towards ourselves as well. And like yesterday, I told someone about the, you, and then you develop the self-hatred.
You hate yourself so much, you don't think that you deserve even good things. Even people praise you, so you can't take it. And if people ill-treated you, you think it's okay because you think that you're not good enough. You don't deserve good things. You deserve, you know, things that, you know, if people being nasty to you, you think that it's okay because you're not good enough. Because come from the self-hatred. You know, if you focus on that, have the rejection, you know, ill will towards our experience. No, it's just experience. And the more you practice, the more you will eventually have to come to the realization that actually whatever you experience, it doesn't matter. Isn't it? Whether it's pleasant, unpleasant, eventually it never stay. Even pleasant feelings will go, you know, come and go, come and go. It will arise. This is the phenomenon arising and pass away. Any pleasant feelings experience, it also will pass. But any unpleasant feelings also will pass and come and go. Life is like that. There's no such thing that you always have that pleasant experience. No. So when ending of that pleasant feelings, you know, happiness end, you suffer, isn't it? So then when you're suffering end, you're happy. So it's always like that. Life is always like that. And this is how, if we have that kind of attitude, we carry forward that kind of attitude when we meditate. We think that meditate have to be always pleasant. So sometimes it's good to allow that, to understand, to allow that emotion to come out and to let it resolve. Sometimes things that you don't because sometimes when we are busy in life and some of those unresolved emotion, it being suppressed, you know, it doesn't mean that it's not there because we have no time to deal with it, push it aside. So then when our mind becomes peaceful and calm, and think some of the things that have been suppressed is naturally will emerge. It come out. It's natural. Then we look at it. It's still there. Oh, things that I think that I'm already resolved, actually it's not resolved. And then you understand yourself much more. So meditation is naturally the more you practice and you understand that it's okay. We don't identify whatever we experience right now is good or bad. So unpleasant is just being unpleasant. So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Then you learn to make peace with that and you will no longer affected by whatever you experience. Then this is where you started to develop peace and calm. Your mind becomes still because you are not affected by whether it's pleasant or unpleasant. You know, because we get caught, isn't it? And then, but we learn to make peace with that. We sit and then make peace with that. We acknowledge and accept that and let it be. So acceptance is also letting go. Allowing ourselves to feel that way. Allowing that this is how we feel. And just to observe that it is what it is that we are experiencing. It's not adding on that is good or bad. And this is how then then your mind goes eventually, you become more and more peaceful. And at the same time, you also develop your wisdom. You have that insight. You understand that this is just the phenomenon. It's come and go. So no longer, you know, when some good things happen to us, we no longer so excited. Yeah, this is how I feel. Yes, I'm happy, fine, you know. And things that is unpleasant, okay, yes, it's even unpleasant, it will end. This too will end. It will not stay there forever. And this is after that, you started to develop the confidence. And because sometimes, because so much so that we don't like these unpleasant feelings, it leads to fear, isn't it? Fear of having that experience, fear of feeling that way. And there's so much ill will towards our experience, so much ill will towards our emotion, our feelings. Actually, feelings is just feelings. It's okay. It's come and go. It doesn't belong to us. But we identify. We try to control. We identify experience. So we learn to make peace with that. So that's why come to a place of acceptance, accepting whatever we experience, whatever things comes out. Recognize, acknowledge, accept that, and you let it be. And you have to keep training our mind that way. You have to keep training. It's a training. It's not that, one or two sit, you know, two, and then you do that, it's gone. No, it still come. It come, but it's become weaker and weaker. That intensity of that unpleasantness, that emotion, become also the letting go, the acceptance also will not happen overnight. Sometimes you can accept a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. Eventually, you'll be able to completely accept that the fact that sometimes you do experience the unpleasant feelings. You do sometimes have this unpleasant emotion, or sometimes we do have this unwholesome thoughts, you know, or this jealousy, or thinking of, you know, I feel jealous about the other person. Sometimes we think that we're terrible, we're bad, we shouldn't feel that way. Then the more, then when we start to judge ourselves, we create more suffering. It's counterproductive. So we just okay. So we love ourselves as we are. Okay, this is our experience. It's okay to feel that way. It come and go one day. I remember there was a lady that she's going to Jhana Grove for her retreat. So I wish her, I said, oh, I wish that you have a good retreat. She said, I feel so agitated at this moment. So, and then she already project into the future that she will have a agitated retreat because I'm very agitated in this moment. And I told her, I said, even the most agitated person in the world, they still have the moment they're not agitated. She said, oh, yes, good point. You know, so this is how we, isn't it? We project in the future. That's it. We send ourselves to life imprisonment. We will feel that way all the time, you know. Actually, we are the one, we put ourselves into the life imprisonment that we should feel that way. I remember there was a lady, she depressed for so many years because of her daughter. She married off her daughter very young, 16 years old. Then she always feel bad that because of she married off her it's an engaged marriage, and then she can't let that go. She depressed for many years. That even the daughter show her that I'm okay now, even though yes, at the beginning she wasn't happy, but it's still good. They become Buddhists, and then the family is very good, the husband very nice to her, and then she's happy now, and she tried to show her that I'm happy. But she can't help it. She developed the habit of being depressed. She's not depressed no longer her. Because she can't let that go, because the habit of, you know, to feel depressed. You don't feel depressed, you're not you anymore, because you need that to give you the energy. You know, that is you, this is me. They say sometimes, yeah, people told me that I know that getting angry is no good, but I still get angry. I say, of course, because you rely on that energy, because when you get angry, you get energy, you feel alive. But the kind of energy is borrowed. So that's why you get into the habit, it's very difficult to change. That's why it takes time to change, it's okay. Whatever we experience in this moment, recognize, acknowledge, and accept, and let it be. So I offer this Swadharma reflection, and now we can start with our meditation section. So we begin the meditation by taking 3 deep breaths with full attention. With the awareness of our breathing, it reunites us, our mind, and body arrive in this moment. Just breathing mindfully. Itself already bring us surprising amount of freedom. If we be able to just breathing in and out mindfully, with full attention. Each breath
generate mindful energy. If there's any unpleasantness or unpleasant emotion you're experiencing right now, it's breathing in. I know that unpleasant emotion is there. Breathing out, I say hello to this unpleasant emotion. Breathing in, I acknowledge the unpleasant emotion. Breathing out, I make peace with this unpleasantness. Breathing in, I accept this unpleasantness, unpleasant emotion. Breathing out, I'm grateful. I'm appreciative of the breathing that keeps me alive. As we follow our breathing, we just simply said, breathing in, to acknowledge. Whatever you experience in this moment, breathing out, you accept whatever you experience in this moment. We just simply follow our breathing, simply set, acknowledge, accept at present moment. Any thinking arises in this moment, just acknowledge and accept. if your mind wanders off, just acknowledge and accept. any questions or comments? Okay, that's, would you say that all about letting go of control and accepting life as it is? Or is there also something that I can do? Or is it better to do nothing and let it all be? Actually, it's very difficult to do nothing. It's very difficult to do nothing than to do something. Because constantly, because this is the part of nature. And that's why it's difficult. We always want to control, we always want to interfere. But doesn't mean that it's some sort, we, certain part we do, you know, like lots of people think that, that's one of the, one question someone asked me this recently. You know, we talk about present moment, you know, you practice, and he said, oh, I have to live my life. I have to plan, I have to think. I said, that will not affect you. With your practice, you still can practice present moment awareness, you still can do your planning. I said, of course, I said, when you meditate, you don't think. When you're outside meditate, you can think. I said, people think that you shouldn't think, you know. It's not, I said, it doesn't mean not all thinking have karmic consequences. I said, of course, you need to think, need to plan, isn't it? Like if you want to go to travel somewhere, If I'm going to Santi, I have to book the ticket, isn't it? I have to plan. Like our building project, the Kuti, I can't sit there doing nothing and it will happen by itself. Of course, sometimes life, you have duties, you have things to do. Of course, yes. But partly life, like some of the things that we can control, they say it's always come down to our wisdom. We understand, like for example, like, when we said letting go doesn't mean that, oh, I let go. If I get sick, I don't see doctor, I just sit there, let go of my body, let me sick. No, we still see doctor, we do what we can. Like Achancha said, we do what we can. Then we let it go, we let it be. But the problem is we constantly try to control. It's just like Achancha said, you feed the duck every day. You know, you feed the duck, you just leave the duck. You will not every day go and check how, try to measure how many millimeter is grow one day, isn't it? You just let it be, you do your job and you let it be. Whether it's grow fast or slow, it's not our problem. But sometimes we get control so much, we try to change others, we try to change the people around us. But we can't even change ourselves so easily. How can we change them? Sometimes we just have to come to a place of accepting the person as the person is. Actually, you free yourself. It's just like Achancha used to say. So if we expect, you know, it's a duck, and then we expect it to be a chicken, then you suffer, isn't it? So and this doesn't mean that we life, certain things we can do, certain things that we just have to let it be. You know, sometimes we can do our best if we can change. You know, even our own family members, our loved one. Sometimes that if they want to listen, they listen. They don't listen. So what can we do? Isn't it? We can only do our best and do what we can. Doesn't mean that we sit there not doing anything, letting go. Like one of the story Achancha said. You know, these monks sitting in the kuti that with the roof. You know, the big hole in the roof. You know. Then he just didn't repair because he let go. So
So that is not what we mean, you know. So it's, of course, when we are meditate, you know, we don't interfere. Like some of the things, yes, you know, we can do, we do our best, we give it all we got. And then we cannot change that. For example, we cannot change that. We cannot control that we're going to grow old. We cannot control that our body gets sick, isn't it? Some of the things we cannot control. And we cannot control how other people said, what other people do. But we can control our own speech, our own action. So letting go doesn't mean that you don't care, let go, you know. And the part that we can do, we do what we can. Okay, so I know sometimes people, and then it becomes like you're attached to letting go. You're not truly letting go. You're not attached to let go. I remember there was a wanderer that he went up to the Buddha. He said to Buddha, "I already let go of all the attachment of views. You know, I have no attachment at all." Then the Buddha asked him, Have you also let go of the attachment of non-attachment? Sometimes we attach to non-attach, isn't it? It's not about attach to non-attach. Sometimes some of the things we can do, we do it. You know, it doesn't mean that letting go. Some of the things we can do, we do. And of course, we can help. We help. We do our best. But not to get involved. I know sometimes people got frustrated. They try to help someone, and they can't help, and they find it very frustrating. You know, they put in so much effort trying to help someone, but sometimes also up to that person as well. You know, we can only do our part. We can only do what we can, and some of the part we cannot control. Dear Ajahn, because of meditation, appreciate stillness, silence. But I have neighbors that are very noisy. So many times I have irritation coming up due to noises, and I'm too attached to silence. My advice on how to cope with this issue. So is this Ajahn Chah used to say that actually you disturb the noise, is not the noise disturb you. But sometimes you know if you just not to focus on that, you know, you keep bringing your mind back to present moment awareness, actually eventually you don't hear that. Sometimes even we stay in the forest, sometimes you know those cockatoos, you know, kookaburras, they fight on top of the, you know, you're meditating, they're on top of the roof, they're fighting, you know, screaming. So what can you do, you know? Okay, we just let it be. And after a while, you don't listen. Like, for example, I have a clock in my kuti that is tick, 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 tick. Then actually, I don't hear it because I don't pay attention. But when I pay attention, I can hear it's tick, 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 tick. But when I don't pay attention, actually, I don't hear it. So because I just accept that it's there. I allowed it to be there. So they say sometimes we need to you know, sometimes like you have to learn to train your mind and not to get affected by that. It's just noise. From USA, how to meditate when you have a chronic condition which hinders you to be in meditate position. So actually, if you have chronic conditions, you don't have to really sit on a cushion, you know. Sometimes it's too painful, you can still do lying down meditation. Sometimes when we are sick, we are not well, we lie down and meditate. It's just, you know, it's just lie down and you just lie on your bed and you just wash your breath when it's not, you're not well. So it's not necessary that you have to. You have to sit in a meditation position, whatever position, you know, that's really you feel comfortable. Yes, you don't have to be in, you know, cross-legged. Or, you know, if you can sit on the chair, you sit on the chair. If you can't sit on the chair, you do lying down meditation. So when we got sick, also we like do lie down meditation. When we feel unwell, we just lie down and meditate. You still can meditate when you lie down. It's just that sometimes when we are so comfortable, it's just that lying down easily you fall asleep because it's so nice, you know. and you just wash the breath and after a while you fall asleep. That's all. But with chronic, and if you can't really sit in a meditate in a meditate position, so you find the most comfortable posture. Yes, like sometimes like if you understand that, for example, when we said letting go, like in the morning sometimes, you know, in early days, wake up so early, you know, 3 o'clock, and then sometimes I do, like, you know, you feel sleepy, nothing. Actually, I let it be. I don't try to control. I just sit there. I just let it be. So I was just there the morning. I just sit like that and let it be. And after a while, actually, it stopped by itself. Actually, I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything at all. I just sit there. I just let it be. I just not. Okay. Sometimes until like this. After a while, it stopped. And then when it stopped, I becomes very alert. And then I start to enjoy the meditation very nice. And then my alarms went off. Okay, time to go for breakfast and work, because we need to work in the morning. So sometimes I remember there was a sutta the Buddha saw, that he gone past, and he saw one man sitting there. A man, he's just sitting there meditating, and he's just nothing, you know. Then the Buddha said, oh, I'm not worried about him. Then he go past, and the other one strict, really very strict, you know, perfect posture, sitting there. Said Buddha said, I'm worried about him because he's controlling. He got to control. Sometimes you just have to let it be. Actually, it will pass. And actually, it's come from the confidence that when you have that understanding, you have the realization, you know that things come and go. Actually, you don't worry about that. Even morning, I just let it be. And after that, it just stopped. I don't know when it stopped. And it stopped by itself. And then after when it stopped, I become very alert. Very alert. And then I start to enjoy, very nice, meditate. Then, I cannot continue to meditate. I need to stop meditating. But actually, you just have to let it be. The more you fight, the worse. Sometimes you try to do this way, do that way. Actually use up more energy. Sometimes partly maybe, you know, sometimes it's a bit tired or whatever. So sometimes you just let it be. It will pass. Even, you know, the sleepiness also will go. Sometimes when we are very sleepy, and then afterwards, you don't feel sleepy anymore, isn't it? It just becomes very alert. So you just let it be. So any questions or comments? No? No questions or comments, and we end this session. Okay, thank you for coming.